Let me take a pause and see if we have any additional stations that would like to join us before we start round two. This is W3GMS.
Kilo 3, Sierra, Foxtrot, Sierra.
Whiskey Alpha 1, Golf Fox Zulu.
Joe, I have to leave. W2DGB.
Very good, Bill. We'll see you later. Okay, Bob, K3SFS, got you in there. Frank, great to hear you. WA1GFZ. Any others before we start round two? This is W3GMS. Okay, very good. Well, I'm going to put Frank. I never remember if Frank checked into this AWA net before or not. Maybe one time. I'd have to go back and look through my archives. But I'm going to put Frank up at the top of the list. Here's another guy that I've known for most of my amateur career. For me, started in 1966. And Frank, you turn it over to Bob, K3SFS. And guys, get your paper and pencil, and we'll get the order down for the second round. And Bob, SFS, turn it to Al, W1VTP. Try to see if Bud's in, W2GLN. To Stu, W2AO. To Larry, NE1S. Bill Fazette, 2DGB is out. Bob is out, FOF. Then turn it to N2QEI, Pete. Pete was a question mark, but we're going to assume he's in. Pete, turn it to Chuck, NA3CW. To Jim, WA2MER. To Larry, WA8FTK. To W3GD. To W1ZB. Jeff's out. Peter's out, STN. And Charlie, LJH, is out. So there you go. That's it for round two. WA1GFZ in the AWA PM AM net, W3GMS.
Yeah, W3GMS in the group. This is WA1GFZ. Good evening, everybody. I heard you talking about Bill. I saw the postings that he had passed away. It's too bad. Kind of surprised. I didn't realize that he was having problems, but oh well. Seems to be a lot of that in the air recently. So we just finished making a major modification to this solid-state linear here and taking it out for a test drive. Running the HPSDR Hermes into a three-stage MRI amplifier that I modified for HF. And that's driving a 1200-watt MRI amplifier that is also modified for HF. And I just redid the output transformers to a different design that was a lot simpler and made a lot more sense. So just taking it for a little cruise here to see how it reacts thermally to operating. So I'll make a little transmission here, and then I want to check the temperature of the cores I'm using. Into the dummy load, it was just warming up ever so slightly, so losses appear to be pretty low. And Joe, yeah, I think I've checked in here once or twice before. I was up on 3885, and I was looking at the spectrum display and saw you down here, and I said, oh, they're still on, so I thought I'd jump in. I was outside raking leaves until almost dark. Had a little bite to eat and thought I'd come down here and see what's going on 75. So over to you, Bob. K3SFS in the group. This is WA1GFZ in Connecticut.
Yeah, Roger. WA1GFZ K3 Sierra Fox Sierra. So good evening, everyone. We're using the T60 and our big amplifier. The amp supply OK500 Zulu Charlie is working this week. We have we've had a couple of tubes with melted filaments. So we wrapped some wire around the filament connection coming out of the bottle and wrapped it around the the plate, the pin, and that seems to be working okay. One of them failed again, but we're going to try a slightly better method to get some 5 volts to the filament. Anyway, we are just looking at our meter. It looks like we're putting out about maybe 600 watts peak, and it looks like a little over 100 watts of carrier, according to my peak reading watt meter, which is who is it? WM1? Somebody makes it. Oh, yeah, Altec Research. Not Altec Lansing, Altec Research. Anyway, we're keeping our eyes on the tubes.
How strong is it? Wow, that's not really strong. Its conditions aren't really great right now. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I'm set at 10 kilohertz right now. The bandwidth is 10 kilohertz per sideband. Okay, testing 1, 2, 3, WB4 Aeschylus Icarus Oedipus, WB4 AIO testing.